Let us pray. Great God, loving mystery, as your angel Gabriel came to Mary, come to us, speak to us now, and conceive us with your love, your grace, your redeeming presence. Pray for us according to your word. Amen.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the first chapter. In the sixth month, that was the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. In the sixth month, an angel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." And Mary was perplexed by these words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. The angel said, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Now, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said, "How will this be? I am just a virgin." And the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived also and bears a son. And this is the sixth month with her for whom it was said she was barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Here am I, the humble servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not really going to preach today. I'm going to invite you to listen for the Holy Spirit and let God do the talking. I want to invite you to go along with Mary and listen for that divine voice in your life. If you want to close your eyes and meditate, I won't think you're sleeping. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to a town in Nazareth called Galilee to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. Galilee, Nazareth, Joseph of the house of David, Mary. It's a lot of names, a lot of places, a lot of pretty specific phones and addresses. God knows who you are and where you are. God knows right where to come and does. Thank you. The angel came and said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Imagine that the Creator of the universe likes you and enjoys being with you. Sitting right here, right now, God is with you. Mary was much perplexed by these words and wondered what sort of greeting they might be. But the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." Sometimes when we sense the nudging of God, a call to something new, it can be scary to be led into the unknown, where we might be vulnerable or powerless, into our own not knowing. But don't be afraid. It's all for the sake of delight. Don't be afraid to listen. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great. God is blossoming forth within you in great ways, ways that are beyond your knowing or controlling. God is coming to life in you. A power for life. Newly blossoming. You don't have to know what it is. But you might wonder. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The power for life within you is not for you. Not you alone, but for all the world. Whatever life is unfolding in you, whatever things God is doing within you, are meant to flow out into the world. God needs you as a part of God's plan for the salvation of the whole world, for the coming of God's reign of mercy and justice. The kingdom, the realm that Jesus embodied is also in you. God needs you for the mending of the world. How could this be? Mary said, I am only a virgin. The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. The thought that your life might be a part of God's work to bring justice to this world, to bring peace among humankind, that God needs you to bring this off, might seem exaggerated. It seems that our lives are too small. We don't have enough faith or power or wisdom. But it's not about you. It's God working in you. It is not your own goodness, but the goodness of God that will overwhelm you. The grace of God that will overshadow you. So that what is in you will be holy because of God working in it. And now your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son also. And this is now the sixth month with her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. Mary said, Here am I, a servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. May this be your prayer always. Here am I, your servant, God. May it be for me according to your word. God, we give you thanks for your grace flowering within us. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.